I was suggesting that perhaps the rapier way to get into this is to find out what you were doing in the late 20s.
Yes, well, I was in college in the late 20s.
Uh-huh.
I graduated from Williams College in 1929.
That's terrible. I'm Amherst, 1942, and you always spell Williams with a small W. That's wonderful. So you graduated in 1929. Not a particularly happy year, was it?
No, it was very unfortunate, but in a way it was fortunate for me because I also went to graduate school from there to Harvard and studied for museum work at the FOG and stayed there till 1931.
Do you have Dr. Sachs?
Yes, I took his museum course.
Yeah.
A museum course. Then after that I went to Europe for nearly 2 years of continuing my postgraduate work and studying in the museums and collections abroad, really under the aegis of Harvard, but there was the possibility of going on for a doctor's degree. Then when I returned from Europe in the fall of 32, rather the end of 32, it was of course in the depths of the Depression, and it was impossible to find any museum spot. In fact, I guess most museums were looking for places to how to release some of their stuff. So that I actually did nothing except studied and lived at home from the late 32 until I received a telephone call from Dick Morrison, who had just been appointed the assistant national director of the art project.
Had you known him before?
I had known him at FOG. He had been actually one of the assistants in the art department, and also worked in the library where I spent many hours and got to know him quite well. And I had just at that time, about 4 months before, had accepted as a temporary stopgap the position of curator at the Berks County Historical Society in Reading, Pennsylvania, which although a historical society also had a number of very fine folk art collections, and it was some early paintings with a combination of art and history, really. In any event, Dick Morrison phoned me from Boston, asked whether I would be interested in considering a job on his staff. And after going to see him and being interviewed by him, I did accept the post of assistant regional director for the New England States in charge of setting up the Index of American Design.
Did he give you some? Because this was in the early fluid period, was there any sense of development structure, areas in which you would go when he talked about that?
Oh yes, it was very well defined. Ruth Reeves was really, I think, Adolph Glasgow at that time were the two people who seemed to be particularly interestable. Certainly Ruth Reeves was one of the creators of the Index of American Design, and it was with them that I worked rather closely. But the idea was to use the regional offices of the art project itself and to enlist artists on their staff to do the reproduction and the work of the index. So that the structure was really set up when I arrived. I started in March of 1936 and I continued in one form or another with the WP art project until March of 42. The Boston office was headquarters were in Devonshire Street, as I recall, and then there was a regional office or state office in each one of the New England states. And my job was to supervise the work of the index in those six New England states, so that I traveled quite a bit between various offices, got reports from the regional, the state director of the art project in each case, and coordinated the work. I think it was mainly, the job was mainly one of coordination and selection. Ruth Reeves came quite frequently to New England, and we traveled together to the various states selecting material to be recorded. My main job, of course, was in Boston. I must say that we ran into some difficulty in getting permission to enter certain, even public collections, because I think we were rather suspect. The conservative Bostonians were thinking that Roosevelt was after some tax problem or that.